The latest waiver seeks to expand treatment for Idahoans on Medicaid for their mental health and substance abuse problems. The Department of Health and Welfare is asking the federal government to allow more healthcare facilities to offer those services and be reimbursed by Medicaid. The department held one public hearing on the proposal Monday in Boise and will hold another on Tuesday in Boise. The proposal has the support of Reclaim Idaho, the organization that sponsored the Medicaid expansion initiative. Its spokesman is Jeremy Gugino.
Right now, the federal dollars cannot be used for certain mental health problems or drug abuse problems. But if this amendment or this enhancement is approved by the feds, then that will open up more dollars, more resources to go to facilities to treat more Idahoans for these ailments.
He says that will especially help people who live in rural communities who have to drive long distances to get treatment. This is the last in a series of five waivers Idaho has applied for since voters said yes to expanding Medicaid. State officials are waiting for approval on the rest. Critics say the goal has been to impose conditions, such as work requirements, that would limit the number of people eligible under the expansion. Idahoans who make between 100 and 138% of the federal poverty level are eligible to apply. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.